欢迎各位弟兄姊妹朋友来到今日城北华基，是今年最后一个的主日崇拜。
Welcome brothers and sisters and our friends to our last Sunday service of the year.
这堂崇拜叫做岁晚家庭崇拜。
This is the year-end family worship.
特别欢迎所有 YLD 的青少年儿童同埋咧，所有家人，我哋一齐咧去嚟敬拜主，体验教会一家嘅精神。
We would like to welcome all the children and youth of IOD and their families coming here to worship our Lord with the whole church family.
我哋感谢主。
We want to thank the Lord.
开始嘅时候，我想邀请大家谂一谂。
As we begin, I would like to invite you to have some thought.
2017年就快过去。
2017 is coming to an end soon.
想翻呢一年，你睇过或者听过最难忘嘅说话或者声音信息系乜嘢咧
？Think about throughout this year, what are the most impressive words that you have seen or see throughout the year?
我哋平时咧读好多嘅喺唔同嘅手机平台咧，系有好多嘅资讯吓，我哋收到嗬。
Very often we receive lots of information through various social media.
不过对我来讲呢，最深刻呢，有一句说话。
But for me, the most impressive one will be one saying.
就是 you are what you read. 你就是你所读的。意思是说呢，原来我们所看的资讯或者一些的说话呢，是会影响我们的思想，塑造我们的性情的。
It means that whatever we read,will be influencing our thought and shape our emotions.
不知你同不同意，最难忘的说话往往是来自我们最亲的家人的。
I'm not sure whether you agree that the most unforgettable words will be from our families.
最近我都留意到自己，我教我仔的方法呢，跟我爸妈教我的那些说话呢，是非常之类似。
Lately, I noticed that I'm using the same wording as my parents in teaching my son.
我哋反思真系，原来咧屋企人说话影响力真系好大，好深远嘅可以。
As I reflect, it is true that words from our family members can be a big impact.
新一年即将嚟啦，我哋都希望神咧系俾我哋有一个好嘅开始，系咪啊？
The new year is coming. Let's pray that the Lord will give us good beginning.
咁到底我同埋我哋屋企，我哋大家点样可以新一年更加蒙主祝福，又可以祝福别人呢
？How can our families be blessed by the Lord and also be a blessing to others？
有一句说话咧，我记得我读过，我又好深刻，我想同大家分享。
There's another saying that I learned that I want to share with you.
就系呢一句，学祈祷就读诗篇。学做人读箴言。
It says here, learn to pray through the Psalms, learn to live wisely through Proverbs.
是啊，箴言真的可以帮助我们敬畏神，建立个人的品格，甚至维持家庭健康。
Proverbs can help us to fear God and also develop our character and maintain our family health.
所以今天既然说是家庭崇拜，很想用箴言第三章同大家分享。
Since we are having family worship today, so I want to share with you from Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章呢，有三段嘅我儿，我儿，我儿。
Within chapter 3 of Proverbs, there are three times that we'll hear, my son, my son, my son.
是表达父亲对儿子嘅教导，是将神嘅话语呢去传递落去。
It represents the teaching of fathers, and it is a passing on of God's word to the next generation.
亦都可以咁睇，系天父对我哋一个又一个智慧嘅教诲。
And it's also from our heavenly Father, one after another, with teaching of wisdom.
为咗帮大家可以记住呢个信息咧
，In order to help everybody to remember this message,
亦都系配合翻我哋今年2017年城北华基嘅主题。
And also to match with our yearly theme of our church.
在这里我们一起讲，城北华基今年的主题是1、2、3，活泼的盼望。
Our theme is the living hope.
没错了，我们用了 hope,H-O-P-E, 这四个字呢，去帮助大家记住今天的信息。
We use the four letters in the word hope to help us remember the message.
H-O-P-E 就是配搭呢，我而我而，而第三段我而呢，我用 P 和 E 去表达，这样帮大家清晰这样去记得这个信息。
So we are going to have H-O-P-E to help us to remember the message to the son.
第一段 H， H 是代表 humble， humble ourselves in the Lord's presence， 谦卑在主的面前。刚才敬拜小组已经读出这一段经文，我们看到这段经文有一个重点，就是说要将神的慈爱和诚实系在颈项上，刻在心板上。
From these Bible verses, we notice that we have to bind God's love and truth around our neck and also write them on the tablet of our hearts.
这个是一个比喻，即是说要刻意帮助自己在心里面记住神的诫命和神的性情。
This is a metaphor, and it is helping us to keep God's command and remembering His character in our hearts.
我自己很喜欢英文圣经 NLT 的翻译，那里是这样讲的， Tie them around your neck as a reminder, write them deep within your heart. 即是说呢，要将神的诫命是当作是什么，在常常记住，是一个 reminder。 Reminder 是什么？提醒。提醒就是说呢，原来呢蒙福的第一步，首先就是说我们要承认自己真的会忘记神，真的会呢是有些时候呢是缺乏神的爱的。
From this New Living Translation, and we understand that to be reminded, in order to be blessed, we have to remember that we will not forget about God.
是，有些时候我们有没有神的爱啦，我们的时候呢啊，真的不是对神完全的诚实，甚至对自己都不是完全诚实。
We have to admit that at certain times that we are actually not really honest to God, and in fact not honest with ourselves.
谦卑就是先要承认自己需要被提醒。
Humility is to admit that we need to be reminded.
在当中有为人父母的，有做导师的，有做属灵领袖的。在我们教导提醒其他人的时候，我们可不可以想一想，到底他们在我们身上看到什么呢？
There are parents and also counselors and spiritual leaders among us here. While we are teaching our children, our students, fellowship members, have you ever thought that what would they see in us?
他们见不见到神的慈爱和诚实真的在我们里面呢？
Would they see God's love and truth in our lives?
他们感不感受到主真的在我们里面，即是我们是有一个谦卑降服他的心呢？
Would they see that we do have a humble heart to surrender ourselves before the Lord?
也都彼此勉励，就是到底外面的人看我们和我们家人看我们有没有分别呢？
Let's remind each other, what will other people outside see us? How is it different or compared to what our families see in us?
第二方面，谦卑的呈现就是将自己好好的放在神面前，说啊，原来我有很多限制和软弱的。
Humility, the second phase is to let the Lord know that we are very restricted, limited, and also we are weak.
Yes, 在箴言继续下这段经文可能你非常熟悉，特别是箴言三章五至六节，那里就是很多人都会应用在这个的寻找工作啦、学校啦、或者配偶啦、或者去运前途啊、等等的方向里面去求问神，希望神在他的路上面指引他们。
The following verses from verses 5 to 6, a lot of people are using it in their seeking of job, their spouse, asking for direction and different aspect of our lives. It is true that in our path of the journey that we want to seek the Lord.
没错，在我们行路上面，即是生活上面每个范畴，我们都要认定他，都要去求问他。不过留意呢，下文第七节那里说呢，不可自以为有智慧，要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。
Following that, it says here, do not be wise in your own eyes.Fear the Lord and turn away from evil.
是的，如果我们连埋三节经文一起看，我们更加明白这个认定神，这个承认他，是包括在生命的路上要 知道呢，真的有很多时候呢，有试探引诱等着我们。我们在那时候特别是要承认主的名，是要呢去真的遵从耶稣基督自己的。
When we read all these three verses together, we will see that we have to acknowledge God, which means that we have to fear Him in our whole life journey and turning away from evil because there are temptations on the way.
是啊，如果我们不好好认定主的话呢，我们依靠自己聪明的时候，就会中了魔鬼的圈套，做了神不喜悦的事，不单止伤害自己，还可能伤害你的家人。
If we do not acknowledge God as the Lord of our lives,But then depend on our own understanding, our own way, then we may be trapped by Satan's deceitful trap. And we may do things that is not pleasing to the Lord, and not only hurting ourselves, but many of others around us.
第三点我们看到谦卑是怎样呈现呢？就是呈现在我们那个的选择。我们选择要用财富和收入呢是尊崇主的。箴言三章九至十节。
Proverbs verses 9 to 10 here is tell us about the choice that we have to make to acknowledge God.
这里说呢，要将财物和一切初熟的农作物，当时呢，就是说以色列人，按照旧约的律法规定，是要将每年需要的新酒、新油、新谷呢，献给上帝，是表示对上帝的尊崇的。
This passage tells us that according to the Old Testament law, the Israelites have to offer to God every year the finest of the olive oil, the new wine and the grains as an expression of honoring Him.
所以另一个展现谦卑的方式就是将你的金钱奉献给上帝。
Another way to demonstrate our humility is to offer money to God.
敬虔是会带来丰盛有余，这个是神祝福一个家的属灵原则。
Abundance can result from godliness, and this is a way that God will bless the families.
金钱奉献应该由几时做起，几时教起呢？我认为最好是由小时候小朋友开始。
When should we start to teach our children about offering? I believe that we should start when they are still young.
基督徒的父母除了以身作则之外，应该教导小朋友从小个有零用钱有或者其他收入的时候，最少十分之一去献给神。
Christian parents should set an example for their children and also to teach them to start tithing from their allowance or other income.
这样至少培养奉献的习惯，到他们长大在社会里面有收入，也都较容易继续去将奉献的教导去实践。
Once they form this habit, then when they grow up and also start working with some income, they will naturally can easily continue this tithing practice.
好，问下大家 H 代表乜嘢 ？Humble 谦卑，冇错啦。好，第二系 O 系 obtain the Lord's wisdom， 要得主嘅智慧。喺箴言第三章吓呢度十一十二节嗰段嗰边咧，好清楚提到咧吓。我们呢是要经历我们天父爸爸的管教，天父爸爸是会管教他的儿女的。
From the Bible verses 11 to 20, we have to experience the discipline of our Heavenly Father.
管教这个字的原文呢，又在学校的教育训练的意思，是 training 这样的。
Discipline in the original text means education and training in school.
2017年，不知道大家的人生过了一年怎样过？我觉得人生都不是一定事事如意啊。
How was your year 2017? Is life full of ups and downs? Not things are very not as smooth as what we expect.
其实当遇到挫折或者打击的时候呢，大家不要轻视，因为逆境往往是上帝管教的机会。
When we are facing challenges, we should not underestimate it or ignore it, because normally discipline are the opportunities that God wants to help us to shape us.
神是要教导我们未学识的人生功课。
God wants to teach us new lessons that we do not know yet.
神是要将我们摆放在祝福的路上面。
God wants to put us back to the path of blessing.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们遇到逆境的时候，不如体为就是上帝造就我们一个生命的学校。
So brothers and sisters, as we face challenges, adversity in life, let's look at it as a way God will bless us.
箴言继续读下去呢，你会睇到一首好优美嘅智慧诗歌，就係呢用有福的做开始，都係有福的结束，喺原文都係咁样，一首好美丽嘅赞美智慧嘅诗歌。
Chapter 3 verses 13 to 18 from the original text actually is a very beautiful song praising wisdom. And it starts with blessed are and also ending with will be blessed.
嗰度强调呢智慧比金银甚至最宝贵嘅红宝石 Ruby 更加有价值。
It's emphasizing that wisdom is more valuable than gold, silver, and even precious ruby.
智慧比长寿、财富、尊荣更加嘅地位高，因为其他嘢都系智慧所赐。
Wisdom is far ahead of longevity, wealth, and also honorable status because all these three items are being given by wisdom.
几年前咧，香港有一个机构咧做咗一个调查，系对八至十七岁嘅中小学生进行嘅一个问卷调查。
There was a questionnaire survey from an organization in Hong Kong among children, youth of 8 to 17 years old.
结果发现呢，大概有一成九的中小学生认为他们的爸爸呢是人肉提款机。
They discovered that around over 10% of them call their parents as human ATM.
调查又发现呢，即问他们，理想爸爸，即个 ideal 的 father,理想爸爸人选是哪个呢？竟然发现超过三成三的答案认为，你猜是哪个？就是香港的首富李嘉诚先生。
The survey also asked, who is your ideal father? And then over 33% of these students say that Mr. Ka Sing Lee, the richest man in Hong Kong, is their ideal dad.
可见呢，其实香港社会呢，不少的父子关系呢，是建立在金钱上面的。
This can tell us that in the society of Hong Kong, many father and son relationships are established upon money.
不知道身处加拿大的我们，特别是基督徒的家庭，如果要做这个问卷，结果会是怎样
呢？ What about us in Canada? If you have to do the same survey, what would be the results, especially among Christian families?
当然我没有答案，不过可以说，彼此勉励就是让我们家长的价值观真的能够建基在神的里面。
Of course, I do not have the answer, but I hope that your value system will be built upon our Lord Jesus.
好 ,H 代表什么？
What is H?
Humble, 谦卑。O 呢？ Obtain 什么？ The Lord's wisdom, 是。到了 P 了 ,P 是 proceed in the Lord's assurance, 行在主的保守里面，是箴言第三章二十一至二十六节这段经文，大家看一看，无论中文或者英文，你看到什么？原来很多字眼是什么？惊恐啦，恐惧啦，惧怕啦，是不是？
From Bible verses 21 to 26, you will see that there are many terms mentioning about afraid and fear.
大家当中有啲朋友可能知道，好出名嘅呢位嘅华裔篮球员，亦都有名基督徒，佢系边个？系啦，林书豪啊。
You may be aware of a famous basketball player. He's also a Christian, and you got it. It's Jeremy Lin.
喺两个月前咧，喺新一季嘅 NBA 篮球常规赛里边咧，佢嘅膝头哥受咗重伤，而家系要停赛一年去休养。
About 2 months ago in the new season that he had hurt his knee and have to stop for playing for over a year.
我开始留意他近年的报道，就发现2016年在台湾里面他分享过一个这样的见证，就是他说恐惧一直影响着他。
I start to read his report, and there was one from Taiwan in 2016. And he shares in this report that he has been threatened by fear and struggled in fear for a long time.
他的经理人呢，就要他列出他对于打这个职业篮球赛一些恐惧的东西，叫做恐惧清单。
His manager suggests for him to list out all his fear, just a list of fear.
佢就寫出四樣嘢。
He listed four things.
第一係輸波失敗。
The first one is to lose games.
第二係數據同埋表現差。
Second one is very low score or very bad performance.
第三係唔得到教練團嘅喜愛。
Thirdly, not being favored by the coaching team.
第四，佢驚嘅係整個籃球生涯佢都變得平庸。
He also worried for the fourth one will be to have a life of mediocre in basketball playing.
佢好坦誠話咧，佢真係幾個籃球季佢都唔享受。其實裏邊咧，佢一定要 push 自己嚇成為一個偉大嘅球員。
He admitted that all these seasons, actually he didn't really enjoy it. He has been pushing himself to be a great basketball player.
知唔知佢咧透露佢打輸波表現唔好嘅時候，佢會揸車去快餐店嗰度咧攞啲冰啊，攞堆冰啊去食啊。
He mentioned that when he lose a game, he just drive to a fast food restaurant and then keep eating ice.
原來佢喺 Houston 嘅時候，佢試過咧打輸波，佢就喺休息室嗰度。不停換廁所格咁樣去坐。
And when he have lose a game in Houston, he just went into the changing room and also go through all the toilet one after another.
即係佢話佢心裏邊充滿咗害怕同恐懼。
He's filled with fear and also scary.
直至佢有一日睇到聖經，睇到詩篇46篇第十節嗰度話：你們要休息。要知道我是神，我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上也被尊崇。
Until one day when he read from Psalm 46 verse 10, Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
这个神的说话很帮助他啊。
This word from God is a big help to him.
他明白到休息就是神里边有一个平静安稳嘅心。
He understands that be still means to wait upon God in a calm and steady state of mind.
唔使再惧怕外面环境嘅威胁。
He doesn't have to be worried and threatened by all the external factors.
我弟兄姊妹啊，朋友，我想问下大家啊，唔知你同我嘅恐惧清单系乜嘢咧
？So what is your list of fear, brothers and sisters and friends?
是不是恐惧失败
Afraid of failure.
恐惧读书不好或者工作表现不好
Afraid of not studying well or not satisfactory performance in work.
或者是怕老细或者其他人不欣赏你
Or not being appreciated by your boss or other people.
甚至你怕你一生很平庸地度过
Or just have a very ordinary life.
每个人的恐惧清单都不同
All our list of fear are different.
不过，如果诚实苦心自问自己，其实可能我哋同林书豪唔系太大分别。
Actually, if we are honest to ask ourselves, perhaps our lists are not much different from what Jeremy listed.
著名嘅灵修大师张柏芝讲过一句名言，佢话 ：When you fear God, you fear nothing else. Whereas if you do not fear God, you fear everything else.
著名的灵修大师张柏芝他说过当你敬畏神的时候就没有其他应该是惧怕但当你不敬畏神的时候什么东西都可以令到你惧怕
想想我们的生命想想我们的家到底是充满神的爱神的智慧抑或是充满恐惧
Reflect on our lives Is it filled with God's love, His wisdom or fear?
想想我们管理一头家在座当中很多的家长我们是要叫其他人去恐惧自己抑或鼓励其他人去敬畏神
Many parents among here Are you trying to threaten people to fear you or to encourage them to fear God?
刚才讲过林书豪最近受了重伤要停赛他有一个代祷信去发到给他的球迷
We just mentioned that Jeremy had a big injury and have to stop. So he sent out a prayer request letter.
叫我好诧异，都好感恩嘅一样嘢，就系佢话佢生命咧系面临一个好艰难嘅时候。不过佢仍要感谢神，因为喺个咁艰难嘅时候，佢有出人意外嘅平安。 而这个平安其实就在神里面说甘心降服于祂的里面。大家可以看看我接录了英文，他原本写英文当然在这里呢，他讲一句话很特别的一件事，就是 Living a life of complete utter surrender of every aspect of life to Jesus is the best and most meaningful way to live。 他这里说他很感恩神给一个机会，特别最后一句话是什么，说即是很感恩神是动动他的心，不断帮助他的心去朝向这个降服的方向下，即是让他能够向前行。同埋呢他说请为我祈祷 Please pray that I wouldn't lose sight of my calling， 即是说呢希望为他祈祷是不会忘记神给他那个呼召。所以弟兄姊妹，原来这里说呢谨守大智慧和明辨的态度，箴言这里说原来明辨的什么 Jeremy 真的有这个改变，就是说呢他明辨到认定神在个困境里面，在个忽然的患难里面呢，是保守他平安，赐给他一个出人意外的平安。
Verse 21 says here, My child, don't lose sight of common sense and discernment. Hang on to them. And the common sense and discernment is to confirm God's protection and also His peace beyond our understanding in difficult time. And this was what God gave to Jeremy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹朋友，2018年就快来到。
Dear friends, brothers and sisters, 2018 is coming.
我想我们都不会期望说新一年来到所有我们的问题都会解决了。
Certainly, I know that we are not saying that we hope all our struggles, ups and downs have been resolved.
不过只要我们真的保守自己常常在神的里面，神必定会赐出人意外平安给我们，能够勇敢地向前行 proceed 去面对明天。
But if we all, continue to abide in the Lord and trust in Him and fear Him, God will give us the peace that is beyond understanding and help us to proceed to go forward in our journey.
好，我哋又嚟咯。H 代表系
H
humble， 好好谦卑。O 咧 obtain 咩啊 ？The lost wisdom。到 P 咧系咩啊 ？Proceed 系啦 ，proceed in the lost assurance， 勇敢啊前行。最后是 E 是代表 express the Lord's heart to others， 包括这个第一呢，我们看到是流露主的怜悯 express the Lord's mercy。 首先是27-28节，我们请会众好吗，大家读圣经是非常好，我们成不华基会众一起去读中文或者英文都可以，准备1、2、3。如果神善的力量
就不可推迟，要向神施公安的人受死。你大女如果有受死，
我受。哇，经文真的很直接。这里讲人与之间相处呢，第一样嘢当然是乐善好施，去行善。不过行善都要智慧，这里提醒两样嘢，智慧。告诉你，你要把握住时机，因为时机过了那些都不需要你帮助了，行善都没意义了，是吧？第二样就是看你自己的动机，看这里的经文说你不要你有即是你有力量去做，即是同伴社哥说你回去吧，明天必给你了，其实是什么？没有诚意咯，骄傲的优越感来的。
These Bible verses remind us that we have to express the Lord's mercy. And you mentioned about the wisdom in human relationship, and it starts with giving joyfully and willingly. And here, we also need to have wisdom when we want to do good. And we have to watch out about the opportunity, because if we tell people, if you can afford to just go and come back, and tomorrow I will give you. But then, maybe the people who are in need will not be coming back, and this is not sincere. Or we have to watch our motives. What are we doing? And if we do it out of superiority, pride, then it's not an attitude that God wants.
是，如果这样看不起人的时候，这种心态是根本是神是觉得是没有价值，是不喜欢的。
If you're looking down on those people who are in need, this kind of attitude is not nothing to our God.
第二就是表达主的恩慈 express the Lord's kindness 在29-30节里面。同人相处最紧原则就是什么？诚信可靠，要给人能够信任你，愿意亲近你，那就当然是不可以设计陷害人。
In building up relationship, we need integrity, also being reliable. And when we want others to trust us and come close to us, and if we are setting trap to hurt them, certainly people will not come to us.
因为这样会辜负邻舍对你的信任的。
This will spoil the trust that's given to us by our neighbors.
不过常常都有这样的心态，未加害于你，你就同人相争呢，其实是一种心态呢，是一种惯性呢，看人看事都是负面的心态。
Are we doing this towards everything? Actually, it is a way of very negative towards things and people around us.
好，弟兄姊妹，我哋都要谂一谂，如果咁嘅人系唔识得感恩嘅
，We have to think that people like this are not grateful.
不断咁去批评挑剔人咧，系帮助唔到人成长，只会带嚟伤害同埋苦毒。
Ongoing criticism and also fault finding will not be building, helping people, but it will cause hurt and bitterness.
其他人做得不足，有软弱，应该用爱来包容、鼓励，帮助他们成长，去造就他们。
When people are weak and also there are shortcomings, we should use love to protect and also to encourage, helping them to keep improving and to build them up.
其实大家想一想，我们对自己的家人，对我们下一代，是不是更加应该是这样呢？
Just think about how we treat our next generation. Is it the same?
求主帮助我们在任何环境，包括自己的家，都能够用这种积极的心态跟人讲安慰鼓励的说话。
May the Lord give us the wisdom to say all the positive encouraging words to people.
第三是表达主喜爱公义 express the Lord's love of righteousness。在箴言第三章的31-32节里面看到神是喜悦正直的人，我们当然是要好善恶恶，不过圣经都提醒我们不要以恶报恶，是要以善胜恶。
From verses 31-32 we see that God loves people of integrity and also we should love God and hate evil. Certainly we should not be overcome by evil.Instead, but overcome evil by good.
如果冇永生啊，如果冇永生咧，即系我哋好肤浅嘅，就会咧睇今生嘅，净系咁睇今生睇到咩？就好多唔公平啊，好多嘅唔公义喺里边咧，心里边好多埋怨，好多嫉妒吓，会发生。
If we do not have eternity in our heart, then we will be looking at life superficially and look at all the injustice around us, and we will be complaining and feeling bad.
但是我们有上帝生命的人在里面，我们要记得一件事，就是愿意凡事信服上帝的主权之下，让他做主。
But those of us who follow Jesus, we should know that we will submit to his sovereignty as our Lord.
但愿埋怨仇恨不要在我们的家庭滋长。
May complain and bitterness would not be developed in our homes.
求主帮助我们学习彼此饶恕。
May the Lord teach us, help us to forgive each other.
好 ,H-O-P-E, 其实呢差一个字母你都睇不到个 hope 字的，是不是？
When we spell H-O-P-E without any of the letters, you will not be hope.
同样刚才那四个元素 H-O-P-E 所代表的四个元素差一样呢，我认为都不可以呢成为即是叫我们能够蒙福和祝福到人的家庭。
Also the four elements that we just learned based on H-O-P-E, if any of them is missing, then there's no way for us to be blessed and also not to be, not cannot be a blessing to others.
因为这么重要呢，我很想在这里邀请城北华基五堂的会众去做一个练习，帮我们记得这件事，好吗？
Since this is so important, I would like to invite our congregation to learn how to remember it better.
大家请起立。
Please stand.
天气很冷，但是我们做些热身也帮助大家记得。就是我介绍大家四个手势可以帮助大家记住 HOPE 的。
It's cold outside, but then we can do some exercise to warm up. And Pastor Jimmy is going to teach us four hand gestures to remember hope.
好，準備好未？好，拎出雙手。第一 ，H， 我哋合上雙手，係代表謙卑在主前。
Let's fold up our hands to represent humbly before the Lord.
表示我哋用謙卑嘅態度尋求神，尊崇佢。
Humbly to ourselves to in His presence.
係一個祈禱嘅手。
It's a hand of prayer.
第二係 O。大家打開隻手，但係咧，好似個 O 咁樣咧，兜住，好似兜住啲水咁樣，就係、是、代表。
The next one is O. Let's open our hand just like as we are collecting some water.
就係願意咧，領受上帝俾我哋嘅智慧。
So let's receive God's wisdom.
第三係 P， 勇敢向前行。
The third is P. Let's go forward in with courage.
係啦，有動感嘅，係兩邊好似咧啊跑步咁樣，或者咧緩步跑咁樣嚇。咁當然係啊，如果雪地就小心啲啦。但係咧，即係我哋咁樣做咧，代表我哋勇敢向前行，因為主嘅平安保守我哋。
Because the peace of Lord is with us, He will protect us, so we can just go forward. But be careful when we are walking on the ice.
大家做得好好啊！第四樣 E express 表現主嘅性情，伸出你嘅手嚟。主咧系满有怜悯恩慈嘅主，所以我哋对人咧即系有恩典，做一个蒙恩更加系施恩嘅人。
We open up our hands as if we are receiving God's grace and mercy, but also we are sharing it with others.
一间唱回应诗歌嘅时候啦，我邀请大家咧，唔单止咁样，系咩啊？将你嘅手咧连接同其他人，将恩典同其他人分享。
When we are singing the response song a bit later, I would like to invite you to hold hands with each other so that we are passing on.God's love,
好，温一次咯。H humble，
Let's practice
祈祷嘅手。O 伸出嚟，要得主嘅智慧。P proceed， 要勇敢嘅向前行。E express the Lord's grace and mercy。我感谢主，哇，做得好好啊！你哋非常好，每一个都好好。
You've done a good job。
大人细路一齐做，真系成个 家庭一齐做，记住。H-O-P-E 好，请大家请坐。
Please sit down。
箴言第三章结束的部分呢很简单，就是说呢提醒我们神是赐恩给谦卑的人，更加是指出行善行恶其实都有深厚的影响的，是会祝福或者连累家人。
As the ending of this passage, this, we are reminded that God is the one who will bless us, but then He also reminds us that God bless those who are humble, and also point out that if we are doing good or doing evil, it will bring consequences.
嗯，特別是對你的家庭是有影響的。
And it has a very bad a consequence upon your families.
但願神的祝福臨到大家身上。
May God's blessing be upon each of you.
虽然常言道咧，家家有本难念的经。
There's a saying saying that every family have challenges, just like a very difficult book to read.
其实呢个都几真实嘅。
Actually, it's quite true.
不过我认为最重要咧，都系读好本圣经。
But I believe that the best is to read the Bible well.
家家有本难念的经，最重要嘅都系读好本圣经。
Even there are challenges at home with a book that is difficult to read.
好似打油诗咁
样。The best is to read the Bible.
Yes, yes. You are what you read. 你就是你所读的。但愿神的说话呢成为我们生活的指引。
May God's word be the guide of our lives.
让基督真正成为我们一家之主。
May Jesus Christ be truly the Lord of our lives and our families.
而教会既然是神的家的话，以上 H-O-P-E 同样适用于这个属灵的群体。
Since our church is the family of God, so all this H-O-P-E theory will apply to our congregations.
新一年即将来到，但愿你和我的家，同埋城北华基这个主的家，带来活泼的盼望。踏进2018年。
Since 2018 is coming, my prayer is that each of us will have this living hope in our lives, in our families, and also among our church families here.
我的信息呢，就来结束。
My message is coming to an end soon.
但係重要嘅係大家嘅回應。
But the important part is for us to respond.
因為我相信最重要係神同大家說話，而我哋能夠咧聽佢說話，能夠讓我哋同埋我哋屋企有所改變。
I believe it is important for us to listen to what God wants to tell us and what He wants us to do.
所以我願意用以下一些時間呢，給大家有安靜、反思、消化今天的信息，同埋同神呢作回應。
So I want to leave some time now for you guys to reflect on what you heard today and also try to internalize what God wants you to do.
我有三个的回应行动的建议，当然你可以有其他的回应都可以，但是在程序表里面有三点很想跟大家去一起高呼的。
I have three suggestions for you to take.
第一，我们可不可以停止做伤害你的家和你家人的事？
Firstly, can we stop hurting our families?
我哋呢一年可能基于骄傲、恐惧、嫉妒、冷漠、自私，有意或者无意伤害咗自己屋企人。你愿唔愿意咁样继续落去咧？
We may have caused harm to our families because of our pride, our fear, our envy, our coldness.Our selfishness, whether it is with intention or unintentionally, do we want to continue this hurt?
我哋可唔可以求我哋屋企人饶恕我哋
？Should we ask our families to forgive us?
都可唔可以饶恕我哋屋企人
？And can we also forgive our families?
第二系开始做一件事嚟帮助你嘅家。成为使人蒙福的居所。
Second is to help do something to help our families to become a blessing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹朋友啊，有一个家咧唔系必然噶。
Dear friends and brothers and sisters, having a home, a family is not for granted.
喺世界上面有好多人，基于好多理由，战争啦、饥荒啦。地震、政治迫害等等因素，流离失所，家不成家。
There are many people in the world that because of wars, famine, and earthquake or political attack, that they have lost their home, and they are wandering without their families.
又或者有啲个人因素，使到有啲嘅朋友系。没有一个完整的家的。
There may be other personal reasons that cause people without a whole, holistic home.
你可不可以开始做一些事情，让其他人感觉到家的温暖呢？
Would you be able to start doing something to bring the warmth of families to others?
譬如主动慰问一下你家人，包括一些可能在远方已经没有跟你一起住的，可能甚至很久没有联络的家人。
Maybe contact your family members who are living away from you or those that we have not been in contact for a long time.
或者主动认识一下你身边的邻舍，甚至开放你屋企接待有需要的人。
Or to get to know your neighbors and even open up your home to welcome them.
第三，是改变一些生活习惯来帮助你的家人更加认识主。
Number three is, can we make some changes in our habit that would be helping them to get to know the Lord?
譬如帮助你的儿女一起祈祷灵修啦。我们明年也有这个的40日祈祷生活，可不可以带他们一起回来，一起去祈祷，一起去做这个的祈祷的灵修。
Help your children to develop a daily devotion and also prayer life. Our church will be having the 40 days of prayer movement next year. Maybe you can join this prayer movement together with your children.
定期刻意咁样摆出时间嚟同你仔女、同你嘅家人一起去做家庭崇拜。
regularly and with consistently to have family worship at home with your children and other family members.
定期咁样为你未信主家人加油。家人亲友去祈祷，去带佢哋去翻教会，一齐睇圣经，甚至一齐去侍奉神啦。
Continuously pray for your relatives, your family member who do not know the Lord yet, and invite them to church to hear the gospel. And you can also serve with those that are believers.
求圣灵同大家说话。
May the Holy Spirit speak to you.
让我哋有啲时间安静默想。向祂祈祷立志。
Let us quiet down before the Lord, reflect on what He told us, and commit to Him what you want to do.
我们有些安静的时间，我带大家有一个结束的祈祷。诚不话机会中，我哋请起立。但愿呢个信息继续留喺我哋心里边，继续去跟随神，听佢嘅话，让我哋一起低头祈祷。亲爱的主，你系良善嘅，你系公义嘅，你系慈爱嘅，你系满有智慧嘅。主啊，我们缺少智慧的时候，你帮助我们；我们缺少爱的时候，你浇灌我们。主啊，怜悯我们，在今年我们犯过过错，我们有得罪人，更加是得罪神的地方，但求你饶恕我们。主啊，求你帮助，让我今日一起在这个家崇拜的时候，我们再一次在神的面前立志，我们要尊崇你。我们再一次说，主啊，我们要谦卑地跟随你。我们要得到主你的智慧，行事为人蒙你的悦纳。我们要靠住你所应许所赐的平安，勇敢地向前行，面对明天。我们更加要流露主你的恩慈，善待其他的人。 Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us this life that belongs to you, that comes from you. And we are so glad that we are saved. But dear Lord, let us not stop here. Let us humble our hearts and honor you.Let us obtain wisdom from you. Let us proceed to the future with boldness and peace, because you have promised us that you are a graceful God. And, dear Lord, let us express your grace to other people, including those that don't treat us well. Lord, help us.Lord, guide us. Lord, deliver us from the evil one. Because you are the Almighty God. You are the only one. We love you. We praise you. In the name of Jesus, 奉主耶稣基督的名字祷告。阿门。